Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me jump in because we have Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni join us. Nick, first of all, appreciate you taking the time. Rob Ellis, Devin Caney, first off, want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We appreciate you hopping on.
Yeah, sure. You guys as well. Sorry, Ross.
How, yeah, you know what? How dare you, Nick, interrupt Ross? No.
He's on a roll, too.
Nick, let me ask you. I want to ask you the same question I hit Jason Kelce with right out of the chute. How crazy was it in the Sirianni household having a Christmas Day game for you to be able to do all the, you know, presents and all the other stuff and then, you know, get there as early as you get there for a football game?
Yeah, it wasn't all about the Sirianni household. It may have been a little bit more crazy for just Nick Sirianni personally, because no, my kids weren't thinking. My 8-year-old and my 6-year-old and my 3-year-old, they weren't thinking too much about the game when Santa Claus was coming and all the presents were under the tree. So you know what? It was something. You know, when you play a later game, your mind is so focused on the game all day long, and you're really locked into it. It was a good escape for a little bit, just to, you know, be around the family. Not that you can completely escape, but you know, it was good to have a little bit of that, a little unusual morning of game day to be able to take your mind somewhere else for a good hour, and that's about all you get, though. and then it's on to the game.
No question about it.
Yeah, Nick, I want to just jump into the current state of the Eagles right now. What would you say the temperature of the team is? You know, we can speculate all we want here on the radio. Fans can, you know, about what's going down on the sidelines. There's been some clearly frustrating moments for the players. Would you say that you guys are in a good space right now?
Yeah, I would. You know, we have all our goals are ahead of us, and we can attain all our goals still. We're still searching to play and coach our best. You know, and we know we can clean up some of the things that we've done. I think that we, you know, obviously we all wanted to get back on track, right? We all wanted to get back on track. And you know, there's always going to be when you don't play exactly how you want and you want to get back on track, sometimes there's some frustration. But you know what? There's every game that's like that. I think that it's important for us to make sure that, and this starts with me, to make sure that we correct the mistakes, but also point out all the things that we're doing well also, right? I mean, I look at like some of the things, like with AJ having 101 catches that's never been done in Eagles history, and Jalen setting the touchdown mark, and Smitty having 1,000 yards again, and DeAndre about to have 1,000 yards rushing. And Dallas is on a good track as well, you know, after missing three games, and he'd be on his way to 800-plus yards had he not missed a couple games. Like, there's a lot of good things where, you know, the third down, like, and so sometimes you can get so wrapped up in the negatives. And I think that's just a part of our society right now, is you get so caught up in the negatives that you don't sit there and appreciate some of the positives that are going on. And because there's a lot. Do we have to do some things better? Of course. You see any football team in the NFL, every team's going to want to say that at this particular time. And us especially. And we're working like crazy to get them accomplished, but we got to find some joy. And I know we are finding some joy in the positives that we're having with our 11-4 record, leading the NFC East, and having a big time game on our schedule coming up right now.
Nick, let me ask you, and you brought this up yesterday, where, you know, look, you're a very emotional guy. Everybody knows that. You wear your heart on your sleeve. But you even said yourself, you know, maybe I need to, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe dial it it back a little bit on the sidelines. I want you to first hear what Jason Kelce had to say. We had him on a little bit earlier. I asked him about that, and then I'd love to get your reaction off of that. Here it is.
One of the reasons Nick Sirianni is a great football coach is because of that emotion, is because of that enthusiasm and competitive fire that causes that, right?
So, Coach, how do you marry those two? What Jason said, he loves that about you, but you also said, hey, maybe sometimes I need to curtail that a little. How do you wed those two?
Yeah, a coach that I used to work with and everything like that used to always tell me, a wise man avoids all extremes, right? And so it can't be extreme either way. And in that moment, what I was – and I really appreciate Jason's words there means a lot. And what I was saying in that moment, there's a time to be passionate and there's a time to be completely calm and in complete control. I think I've said this to – I can't remember who I said this to before, but for the longest time – like I didn't take any flights growing up. I didn't go on my first flight until I was 23 years old, believe it or not. And for the longest time, like I never flew, so I was afraid to fly. And one thing that I would always do when I was flying, if we felt turbulence, I would look at the stewardess, and if she or he was calm, then I'd be calm. If I saw any look of panic on their face, or any look of distress on their face, then I gripped onto that seat a little bit tighter. And I think of it that way sometimes. Like, there's a time and place to be passionate, and there's a time and place to be completely calm. And I felt like in the game on Monday, I had a moment of, man, the stewardess looks a little bit uneasy right now. You know what? And I felt to myself, that's just myself thinking, that what can I do to be better? You know, I always think about that in my sense of, like, how I'm managing the game, how the offense is, you know, the plays, how the players ready to go. And it's got to be also my demeanor on the sideline. Everything's in play. And so, you know, that's just what I was saying on that point. And again, I do think it's so, and I appreciate Jason, and I do think it's so important to be who you are. But there's a balance.
But there's also, like, sometimes, and I find this, you know, with my kids or whatever, where you got to be the adult in the room, right? And there was a situation where, you know, you kind of got into it with Reddick a little bit, it looked like, and Jeremiah Washburn, and we don't know. We're not there, okay? And I get that's football. There's emotions are running high, man. You can't read too much into everything. But in that circumstance, is that one of those moments where you could have dialed it back, or do you think, you know what, somebody had to step in here?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's where I'm saying with the, you know, with what I'm talking about, is that there's got to be times where I'm the stewardess under control, because I know that there's a passenger potentially looking at me. And I would say it that way. And that was in my heart and in my feeling, that was one of those times.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you, do you think you guys have played a complete game this season, in your estimation, all three phases?
Yeah, I think we've had some really good games, you know, and I think I think what you can do is you can get so locked in to, you know, you don't look at the big picture, you get so locked into the last three games of, you know, prior to this where we lost, right? And obviously that stretch was a bad stretch for us, you know, and then to get back on course here, there were moments in this game that we played really good football, and we had some mistakes, you know, we had some coaching mistakes, we had some playing mistakes, but that's part of this game. Like, a complete game is where you're playing really good ball on each side of the ball in all three phases. And we've definitely had that. But to say that there's going to be a perfect game, you show me a perfect game and I'll show you a ton of a lot of mistakes that the team had made, right? Or if you show me a player that has a perfect game or that's deemed to have a perfect game, I'll pick out five or six mistakes when I watch the game. So that's unrealistic. That's football, right? That's football. There's going to be ups and downs of a game. But I definitely think that we've played, you know, all three phases good. Perfect? No, because it's impossible in football. But good? Yes.
I want to ask you about game management, Nick, and that final offensive drive for you guys before the half, where it looked like Jalen was going to go out of bounds and then looked like maybe he thought he could make it to the end zone, stayed in bounds, clock kind of ran out. Can you take us through what happened on that drive?
Yeah, I think it goes back to, you know, I felt like I got a little conservative, Devin, there on that drive, and not wanting to give them the ball back with time on the clock so they didn't have a possession. And I think I played that too conservative. There was a play, I think there was a play on the sideline, and Kenny had a play on the sideline, and the clock ran, and I took about, you know, I wanted to go on the ball, and there was some communication there, and then I had to burn a timeout. I think I wasted about 15 seconds, and it might have been even more than that. So I started that junk, right? And that was me. And then, you know, Jalen, you know, we're out of timeouts. He makes a mistake in not stepping out of bounds. You know, again, like, we've done a lot of good things game management wise. That was not our best, you know, and that's something we have to clean up, and that starts with me. And then Jalen has to, but they made a mistake on that play too, that actually saved us when they tackled Jalen. They had to delay a game. If you lay on a guy mm-hmm. for too long, or if you affect the ball, which we talk about like a lot, you can't affect the ball. You can't lay on the guy too long. Lay on him just enough to waste a second. But if you waste too many seconds, they're going to throw the flag. So they made the mistake and bailed us out. But we have to be better in that spot. And again, Jalen knows that, you know, and especially, and I just, and I, again, like I said, I started that junky drive out. But I feel like we've been good in those 2 minute areas. I think we are the number two-minute team in the NFL as far as points scored. So there's been a lot of good football, and that's what, you know, and Devin, that's where I'm saying, like, we have to clean those things up.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't lose sight of all the good that it's had. We can't lose sight of that Rams game where you go right down the field and score a touchdown with no time left on the clock. You can't lose sight of, you know, some of these drives that we've had have been so good in sense that we're the number two team, and this was as of last week, we're the number two team in the NFL of it. And so, again, mistakes, yes, clean up, but a lot of good too from our players and our staff and our you know, just the guys, you know, really making plays out there.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned mistakes, and it seems like there were also a couple just fluky moments. You can't even call them a mistake, I don't think, but I want to get your perspective on, you know, Boston Scott getting hit by Zaccheaus just in like a completely random, it seemed, incident, or he was pushed into him, and then Dallas Goedert slipping on that route. I mean, as a head coach, what are you saying to players? Because as a fan, it almost felt like in those moments the only thing you could do was kind of like chuckle. Like, you can't really prevent that from happening. So what are you saying to the guys to kind of keep them going and bounce back from a mistake or a moment like that?
Sure. Yeah, there feels like there's been some fluky moments like that. You know, there was the interception for a touchdown against the Dolphins, that something like that happened with a tip ball. It went, like, there's been some moments, you know, there was an interception in the Jets game that kind of bounced off, you know, off a guy that the D tackle made. Like, so we've had some of those moments that those happen in football. And do they feel like sometimes they happen more in 1 year than others? Yeah, they do. But sometimes when you're in it and you're living it, like we all are, the fans are, you are, our team is, it does feel like you have more of those. And so, you know, you try to always correct the fundamental of what happened, right? And, you know, whether that's with the slip or whether that's with the fumble. But then also, you know, I think football sometimes has a way of evening those things out when it's fluky, right? Just like we can get so wrapped up, and this is me, I'm talking to myself right here. We can get so wrapped up in like, oh, the call didn't go our way. And I'll never say that publicly, but I feel that way sometimes on the field. But somehow these things all even themselves out because the next call goes your way, right? But we tend to focus right on the one that didn't go our way and then not to remember the one that did go our way. And that's the same thing, you know, that's the same thing here with fluky turnovers like that. They have a sense of balancing each other out. And so I know it, you know, and so with the fluke things that there's nothing you can do to prevent them, and I'm not saying there's nothing we can do to prevent those last two, but like when there's nothing you can do to prevent them, I feel like those things even themselves out, and you just try to paint that picture of like, hey, you know, this is a tough moment, and let's just play the next play. That's the moment. That's the world you have to live in at all times, of playing the next play and not, and learning from the past, but not dwelling on it.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Nick, last one, and we appreciate all the time you're giving us here. You got Jonathan Gannon coming up next. Obviously, there's some emotions there. How much of an advantage, disadvantage is it that he knows you guys? You guys know his tendencies. Do we make too much of that from the outside looking in? How do you view that matchup?
Yeah, let me ask you guys this first. How y'all feel about Gannon coming back in town?
First of all, I think it's going to be very interesting at Lincoln Financial Field. Okay.
As much as I love Jonathan Gannon,
yeah.
I hired him to be the defense coordinator. We had so many special moments within the past 2 years. And my sentiment towards Jonathan Gannon is not the same of what I hear the city's mm-hmm. sentiment is. All right. I love him. All right. And I'm always rooting for him, except for obviously. This week, I want him to feel so freaking uncomfortable, though, when he walks into that. I'm going to tell him I said this. I want him to feel so uncomfortable, which I'm already sensing that that's going to happen when he walks in that stadium, that he never wants to come back to Philly again. Even if he left some stuff in his house that he's got to go back and pick up, I want this guy to feel so uncomfortable. But getting to your question, to answer your question. Lot of familiarity both sides, right? And that's what's going to happen when you spend so much time together, not only in these past 2 years, but also the past 5 years that I worked with Jonathan. And so there's going to be a lot of familiarity on both sides. And, you know, I think, again, do we know him? Yes. Does he know us? Yes. So it's like we have endless amounts of practice tape against each other, right? Scheme wise and discussions and meeting rooms. So there's so much. Let's negate that by making him feel as uncomfortable as he possibly can. And we know him too. So it's a both and.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a struggle for the Eagles fans.
I even needed to say that, did I, guys?
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Nick, listen, best of luck Sunday. Best of luck rest of the way. We appreciate you giving us a couple minutes. Thank you.
Yes, thanks so much.
Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you as well. Thank you very much. That is Nick Sirianni. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.